Nash Next, The Journey, is sponsored by Country Inns and Suites. Making you feel at home is what Country Inns and Suites does best. With complimentary hot breakfast, Wi-Fi, and warm, heartfelt hospitality, you'll feel welcome the minute you arrive. And as the proud host of the Nash Next Live from the Lobby at Country Inns and Suites tour, we look forward to sharing our home with country music's next big names. Stay tuned to hear special Nash Next artist stories, and remember to book your stay at countryinns.com/music. Hi there, and welcome to Nash Next, The Journey. This podcast series is following Nash Next 2016 winner Todd O'Neill's life as an emerging country star. I'm Robert Mathers, one of the producers of Nash Next for Cumulus Media. And we're about halfway through season one of this podcast series. We started by peeling the curtain back on just what the Nash Next competition is. Then we learned about Todd O'Neill's musical upbringing, how he got to Nash Next, and then heard all about the recording of his hit song, Love Again. And on the last episode, we caught up with three members of the Nash Next class of 2016, Ashley Jordan, Trey Team, and Murphy's Ford. They helped us kick off Live from the Lobby at Country Inn and Suites Tour in Atlanta, Georgia. So on this episode, we're spending some more time with Todd O'Neill talking about his making the move on up, as they say. Now, if you travel for 8 hours, starting north on Interstate 55 out of Hammond, Louisiana, and then bang a right at Memphis and take I-40 East, you'll get to the capital of the state of Tennessee. And there are a few places in this nation to move to if you're serious about being a country star. Well, Nashville is the hub of that universe.
I didn't waste any time getting up here because this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And I really want to take it seriously, you know, and try to make all the right moves for this. And to do, I mean, to win something like this is huge, like I said. And to stay back in Louisiana and not try to give it everything that I have, I mean, I'd be doing myself an injustice.
Now, winning Nash Next and being this emerging star has afforded Todd the opportunity to do something he'd never done before.
One thing that sticks out in my mind is getting to go to New York City for the first time. And actually, I've been there 3 times since the competition. So
you've never been in New York before that?
I've never been to New York. Anyway, I've never been north of Nashville, I don't believe. Not much, anyway. But to see the city for the first time was just breathtaking. I mean, you see it in movies and commercials and, you know, music videos, but you'll never, ever get it until you go.
So those New York City trips were courtesy of the Nash flagship station, Nash 94.7 FM, where Todd played a special show in Times Square and got up on stage at the most famous arena in the world, Madison Square Garden, to introduce his producer, Jay DeMarcus, with his band, Rascal Flatts.
Yeah, well, that was the welcome from Nash FM up in New York. They had my name and my picture on the marquee at Hard Rock Casino. And actually got up on top of the marquee and sang and performed and did a few songs and just kind of waved to the city down below. Man, it was really, really fun, really cool.
Jesse Addy, middays at Nash FM 94.7 in New York, was Todd's tour guide for his first Big Apple experience. And here's a bit of a special production piece the New York City Digital Department put together.
This is your first time in New York?
Oh man, it's pretty incredible.
I'm taken back right now.
Ain't gonna call this girl, I got your number.
I'm just overwhelmed. It's probably one of the coolest days I've ever done.
When you mess me up, when you mess around, you can bet it's all over town before you just even hits the floor. Oh, 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 I got your number, but you ain't got mine anymore.
Go ahead and take a bite, and I'm going to tell you what you're doing wrong. Now, here's what you're doing wrong. See here, all messed up?
Oh, my God.
You got it all over? Here's what you got to do. This is how New Yorkers eat pizza. You gotta fold
it. I've seen this on a movie once.
You gotta fold it like this.
And now we're about to walk in Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena. You're gonna come on stage with us at Nash FM 94.7 and introduce Rascal Flatts.
I can't wait, man. It's gonna be exciting.
It's gonna be.
I'm stoked, man. It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be hype. Well, the kids still say hype, lit, one of those things.
Yeah, hype, both, lit, crunk, whatever.
It's gonna be great. This is Nash Next 2016 winner Todd O'Neill. Maybe it's gonna be you in 2017. Nash Next.
Nash Next, baby.
Nash Next. Now, after learning how to eat pizza the correct way, Todd sat down with Jesse Addy for his first New York City radio interview. And here are some highlights from that show.
It's New York's country station, Nash FM 94.7. I'm Jesse Addy, and been hanging out and going all over the city with country's new big star, Nash Next 2016 winner, Todd O'Neill.
We're like best buds now, man.
I've spent more time with you hanging out around the city than I think my mother in the last 2 years.
You shouldn't admit that in public.
It's been an awesome time. Yeah, so if you've not seen, you should check out some of the social media we've been going around with. Checking out pizza places, and we played on the marquee at Hard Rock, and your name's on there.
That was huge, man. That was so cool to see that that on the marquee, and you know, the face, the name, the Nash. I mean, it's been so exciting, man. I don't know what I'm going to do after this. I go home and sleep a little bit.
But now the hard work starts because the Nash Next 2016. We're proud that you're the winner, but man, it's tough. This is sort of okay. Here's somebody we think can get there, and we're going to put you in the studio with Jay DeMarcus, Rascal Flatts, and here we go. So where is your? I guess you're going to describe or plot out your future. I mean, what are some things you think that you don't, messages in the music, obviously, from the songs you've written about, they're about relationships and that we can all relate to. But with you and Jay, because I know you were backstage at Madison Square Garden talking to him last night.
Yeah.
Which has got to sound bizarre for somebody to say that actually
it's so
happened
cool,
to you.
Man. Jay's actually reached out a couple times, and I think he's very excited to work on this project. And, this is where the hard work begins, and it's everything that I've always dreamt for, really. I mean, you dream of doing this, and so many people do dream that dream, of being a musician or a singer, artist, whatever. And I'm right where I want to be, man. So the hard work is so rewarding for me, and to get up at 3 a.m., fly to New York after playing all weekend, and then, you're tired, yeah, but when you get here, man, it's so rewarding. It's awesome.
Well, we're happy for you, and we know you're going to get out there and kill it.
All right, let's pause here and thank our sponsor. Nash Next, The Journey, is sponsored by Country Inns and Suites. While country artists take the stage at Nash Next Live, Country Inns and Suites is also shining the spotlight on our military members and their families. Through their partnership with Operation Gratitude, Country is working hard to send a little touch of home to the men and women who couldn't be further from it. At each tour stop, there will be an opportunity for guests to write a letter of thanks. These letters accompany care packages that lift the spirits and meet the evolving needs of the military and first responder communities overseas. To honor the selfless service of these men and women, Country welcomes them and their families with the new Military First program. At check-in, military members and their families receive a special rate and the best available room, as well as Club Carlson's Silver Elite status after their first stay. It's a small token of the immense gratitude felt at Country. To learn more about the Military First program and partnership with Operation Gratitude, visit countryinns.com/military. After the Great Smoky Mountain fires last fall, Cumulus Knoxville hooked up with Dolly Parton to help her raise funds for the families affected by that tragedy. Todd O'Neill was invited to take part.
I got invited to answer the phones and donated a little time to the Smoky Mountain Rise benefit that Dolly Parton put on, and got to go out to her studio and answer phones and kind of just collect money. And I was out in the hallway talking to Sean and Elena from the Nash Night Show, and the hallway kind of teed. We were sitting off in a little nook, as I call it. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting there and just having a relaxing conversation with Sean and Elena and, just shooting the bull. Well, out of nowhere, Reba McEntire just pops out of nowhere. And I don't even remember saying it, but my manager had to remind me. And she's, I mean, standing from me to you. And I said, no freaking way, you know. And I never get starstruck. I'm fortunate enough. I get to meet people all the time that I admire, that I look up to, I'm a fan of. But Reba just has this presence, man. When she walks into the room, it's Reba, you know. It's totally Reba. So I got to say hello to her, and I'm sure I stuttered a few things out. So I got to meet Reba. I got to meet Dolly. That was incredible. She was such a nice lady, and everything that you see on TV or in interviews or on her videos or movies, she is that person, you know, such a sweetheart.
In between recording and touring, Todd's had an opportunity to soak up the live music scene in and around Nashville.
You know, just living here in town, it's amazing. You never know who you're going to run into. And last night, I was, just listening to bands, really, and doing the Nashville thing. And I'm talking to this kid, and, you know, we're goofing around, and turns out it's Jesse Keith Whitley. It's Keith Whitley's son, you know, and just such a cool guy and another hero of mine. I mean, wow, what a great artist. You know, we lost him way too young. And I couldn't imagine the music that guy would have turned out, you know, later on in life. And it makes me sad a little bit to think about it. But, man, just you never know who you're going to run into in this town. It's very nice being here. It really is.
Now, I had the chance to spend some time with Todd as he kicked around the bars on Broadway and watched other hardworking musicians perfect their craft. Have you ever watched a couple that's really in love, especially when one of them is telling a story and the other one, the one listening, is virtually hanging on every word their partner says, even though they've probably heard the story 1,000 times? It's a look of utter love and complete and total respect. That's the same look Todd O'Neill gets when he watches other really great musicians perform. Listen to this conversation between me and Todd about an experience, a once-in-a-lifetime experience that he had.
And I get an invitation to go to John Rich's house. John Rich is having this wild party at his house, and so I'm like, heck yeah, man, let's do that. And so we get there, and the place is just nuts, man. It's, Tracy Lawrence performed, Ron White, the comedian, one of my favorite comedians, it was there. He's bouncing around, just having a good old time. Cowboy Troy, Big and Rich. There's this big saddle in his in his third story with like just diamond-studded saddle or whatever, just spinning around. Good times, man. It was just really, really fun. Well, Big and Rich gets off stage, and John pops out in the back of the room. And he says, I'm going to DJ some of my favorite songs. Y'all, saddle up, let's party. You know, basically, we're in for an all-nighter. And so I'm across the room just hanging out with a couple of friends of mine, man, enjoying the music, enjoying the playlist. And we're singing along, and we're cutting up, having a good time. And John kind of, I guess he spotted me singing all these old country songs. And he said, you with the black hat, I don't know who you are, but I like you already. And so he said, come on over here, man, talk to me. So he's got the microphone, and everybody's kind of turning, looking at us, you know. And things are starting to calm down a little bit, and it got to be this really cool, intimate moment. And he said, man, I'm very impressed. You know Jerry Reed, you know Conway Twitty, all the stuff that I'm playing, you know every word to it. How is that? And I replied with the best comment I knew. I love good music. And he said, well, man, you sing and play? I said, yes, sir, I sure do. He said, would you sing and play a song for us? I said, I would love to. So he goes in his guitar room back behind the bar. He's got this big, cool red room. And he grabs a really special guitar. Really special guitar. And I told you earlier how huge of a Merle Haggard fan I am. But he comes out and he tells this awesome story about, you know, knowing Merle and getting to meet Merle, songwriting with Merle. And he says, you know, Merle Haggard gave me this guitar. He said, it's not a real expensive guitar. It's not super fancy. It's not all this inlays and whatever. But this is Merle Haggard's songwriting guitar. He wrote a lot of his hits on this guitar. And he said, I would love nothing more than to put it in your hands and have it, have you play us a couple songs. I was so taken away with that, man, so taken back and flattered. And I'm like, man, I'm in a crowded room. John Rich pulls me out of the crowd, doesn't know me from Adam, and has me sing and play on Merle Haggard's guitar, one of my biggest heroes. So, of course, I sang a Merle Haggard song.
What'd you sing?
I went into Ramblin' Fever. And John sat and sang the entire thing with me, man. That was just, it was really, really cool. And then he kind of fussed at me. He says, well, man, you're on Merle Haggard's songwriting guitar. You have to play and sing something that you wrote. And I thought it only fitting I played a song that I wrote called Dead or Famous, which is like the story of my life. I'm going to do it until I'm dead or famous. Either way, I'm a happy man. I get to do what I love and what I'm blessed to do. But that's a night that I'll never, ever forget. Really, really fun.
Could you feel the just Bakersfield energy just coming through that?
Oh, man, I'm such a huge Bakersfield fan, too, man. Buck Owens and, you know, I don't even know if Dwight's from there, but I know he sang about it a lot, you know, walk the streets of Bakersfield. And, just to hold that guitar and get to play it and know that Merle's fingers were probably strumming the same chords, mm-hmm. you know?
As touristy as it sounds, have you been to the museum here?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. With the Bakersfield exhibit and everything.
My favorite room in that whole history of television, that little sort of, and my favorite thing is where Merle Haggard comes out.
I just love your impressions. Why don't you do Johnny for me?
Johnny Cash, he'd kill me.
Now, we'll, come on, let's do it. Do Johnny Cash.
I'll tell you what, you keep an eye out for him, that's right.
We'll watch for it.
Okay. Here we go. Can't miss him.
We got married in a fever.
I love that video, dude. I love that video.
Now that Love Again is climbing the charts, Todd's getting some recognition when he goes out. So I asked him about that and if he liked the fact that he can kind of still go out incognito.
You know, man, if you need to be incognito, you're probably doing something you shouldn't be doing anyway. I am absolutely enjoying, you know, I went to a couple shows right after the competition and people were like, hey, you're Todd O'Neill. You're the guy that won the Nash Next. And I'm like, yeah, man, that's very rewarding, man. It makes you feel really good. And so I'm not to that point yet where I'm getting mobbed or anything like that. But it's nice to be recognized, man. It really is.
And I think that's a good place for us to stop for this episode. And on episode 7, we're going to check in Florence, South Carolina, and Nashville. Two stops on the Live from the Lobby with Country Inn and Suites tours. We'll talk to Spin, the Young Fables, and a little deeper conversation with Murphy's Ford, plus a couple other special treats. Hey, if you want to see Todd O'Neill perform live, and believe me, it is a life-altering experience, head on over to toddoneillmusic.com and check out the dates where he'll be performing. And, well, Todd's on Twitter and Facebook and social, all of the social medias. It's just at Todd O'Neill Music. Love Again by Todd O'Neill is climbing the charts, so make sure you request it at your favorite country music radio station and buy a couple copies now at the iTunes Music Store or Amazon Music. Hey, you can subscribe to this podcast at Apple Podcasts or wherever you consume your podcasts. We're on Twitter at Nash Next and Facebook at Nash Next Country. We're the official website of Nash Next, nashnextpresents.com. This episode of Nash Next, The Journey, was written and produced by me. I'm Robert Mathers with good vibes from Charlie Cook. And special thanks to Jesse Addy of Nash FM 94.7 in New York City and Cumulus New York City's documentarian extraordinaire, Dan Mulqueen. Well, that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening, everybody.